they're more focused on the industrial use of IoT devices. So that could be where, let's say, your local municipality, whether it's at the city or county or even state level, is collecting collecting air quality information or about pollutants that are going on by placing sensors on top of streetlights and lamp poles or on top of buildings and so forth from a public safety standpoint, so they can determine what's going on regarding air quality, collecting information about flow of traffic to deal with congestion and so forth. Maybe it's collecting information to better optimize things about the use of lights and the use of energy and so forth. So it's helping, if you look at it from a government utilization of it, it can really help them as far as better utilizing their services and make sure that, delivery of services and consumption of infrastructural resources are optimized and so forth, and that they're able to better deliver their services more effectively to their residents. So that's one example of why, as a resident, you might be while it may indirectly affect you. If you look at it more from a private sector standpoint, on a manufacturing shop floor, plugging in these various internet-connected devices to determine wear and tear on your industrial equipment, the flow of your supply chain and assembly lines and so forth to detect damages, defects and so forth, and measure, can again help optimize again how you produce your products, how you ship your products, and so forth.